Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
In a tight run chase, Rajasthan Royals beat Delhi Daredevils by 5 runs in the first of the day's 2 matches in the Indian Premier League. It means that the Royals start their 2013 campaign with a win, but the Daredevils have now lost both of their first 2 matches. Chasing 166 for victory, Delhi started off nicely as Unmuk Chand and David Warner put on 39 for the first wicket. Having a good bit of fielding from Brad Hodge got rid of Warner, who was advancing briskly but departed for 77 or 56 balls. It turned out to be the turning point as the Daredevils' middle order choked under pressure and fell short of the target. Kevin Cooper finished with an impressive 3 for 30 from his 4 overs, while Srisant and Rahul Shukla were the other wicket takers. Earlier in the day, Rahul Dravid had won the toss and elected to bat. He proceeded to hit 65 or 51 balls and had 50-plus run partnerships with Ajinkya Rahane and Stuart Binney. Rahane made 28 of 24 balls, while Binney added some useful late momentum with 40 of 20 as the Royals posted 165 for 7. Umesh Yadav was the pick of the Delhi attack with 4 for 24. Mumbai Indians successfully defended 148 for 6 to win the second match. Chennai Super Kings had managed 139 for 9 in their run chase as they were unable to recover from a poor start, which has seen them slip to 66 for 5 in the 13th over. India captain MS Dhoni did his best and was comfortably their highest score with 51 off only 26 balls. He fell in the final over with 12 still needed, and Manas Patel received the last wicket pair to just 2. Patel ended with 3 for 29, while there's a brace of wickets each for Harbhajan Singh and Pradyumna Oja. Mumbai had earlier recovered from a poor start of their own with the bat. They found themselves 17 for 2 following loss of star players Sachin Tendulkar and Ricky Ponting inside the power play. Things didn't get much better for a while either, as Dirk Nellis and Ravindra Jadeja bowled economically. It was a blazing 58 off 38 balls from Kyron Pollard that propelled them to a total that would eventually prove to be a match-winning one. Dinesh Kartik early held the innings together with a brisk 37. India have not selected senior players who rendered Sehwag, Harbhajan Singh and Zaheer Khan in their list of probables for the ICC Champions Trophy. They have opted instead to play younger players such as Delhi batsman Unmuk Chand and Jammu and Kashmir off-spinner Parvez Rasool. There are also a couple of other notable exclusions, with impressive test number 3 Cheteshwar Pujara apparently not deemed suitable for limited overs cricket, and left-arm spinner Pragyan Oja's weak batting and fielding seemingly counting against him. Besides Chand and Rasool, there are several other rising stars of Indian cricket included. Aggressive batsman and Batty Rider and Kedar Yadav make the cut, with Dinesh Kartik and Ridhiman Saha recalled as wicket-keeping backup for captain MS Dhoni. In the bowling department, spinner Amit Mishra is included, as is all-rounder Irfan Pathan. There's also room for the two leading wicket-takers in this season's Ranji Trophy, Ishwar Pandey and Siddharth Kaul, as well as off-spinning all-rounder Jalaj Saxena. And the logo for the 2014 ICC World 2020 has been launched in Dhaka exactly a year ahead of the tournament final. The logo is inspired by both the Bangladesh flag and the country's iconic waterways, according to an ICC press release. The 2014 edition of the World 2020 will feature 16 teams for the first time, with matches scheduled to be played across 4 stadia in Mirpur, Chittagong, Sylhet and Cox's Bazar. There have been doubts raised recently about the readiness of the latter two, but the Bangladesh Cricket Board is adamant that construction work will be completed in time for the tournament's opening match on the 16th of March.